book. It's a sportscast for very busy nurses and flight attendants. I'm Doug, your host. First off, things that didn't fit into the last podcast. The last time out, we mentioned a few members of the Kansas City Royals appeared on stage with Garth Brooks last May at a concert. They included Drew Butera and Eric Hosmer, and they actually, after being told where not to aim them, shot off t-shirt cannons while on stage. Also in their traveling party, DH Brandon Moss, whose cousin is country singer Alan Jackson, who was hitting it big in country music at around the same time as Garth Brooks. Now, the conversation is not on the record anywhere, but that had to have come up when the Royals hung out with Garth after the show. Also, Kansas City native blues singer Samantha Fish, who likely has something to say about re-signing Eric Hosmer, taught us on the internet that sometimes to get that perfect sound out of your guitar, you try to hit that perfect note, the strings feel like razors. The guitar strings feel like razors and actually cut deep. It looked like she was on tour treating a badly cut finger with super glue. We just never imagined. Elsewhere, okay. Everyone's having a great laugh at the expense of the University of Central Florida's National Football Championship parade they held in Orlando. But the fact that fans even scoff at it proves the point. You can scoff, but you can't completely rule out UCF. Now, we consider Alabama to have won the title. The playoff is the agreed-to setup, and the Tide won the bracket. But UCF has a case. The Knights are the only undefeated team in the country. They beat a top 25 Memphis team twice, upset Auburn, which beat both Alabama and Georgia, and manhandled Big Ten Maryland on the road even more thoroughly than Wisconsin did at home. So they've beaten people. And the Knights also have reasonable doubt on their side. The college football playoff is the most ironclad Division I-A football champion crowning system we've had, but it still leaves the door slightly open for questions. The NCAA, which crowns football champions in every other division, doesn't run the playoff. Even the name, college football playoff, is fakey and insinuates that it's the only college football playoff, but it's far from it. Plenty of cool teams called, a lot of cool teams, and even a lot of future pros participate in the three football national championships the NCAA alone runs. And this year's CFP champion was not unanimous. Four Associated Press voters placed UCF number one. And the Colley Matrix, a Princeton-educated math formula which used to help select teams for the bowl championship series, the BCS, and is at least recognized by the NCAA, also had Central Florida number one. And the college football playoff is not exactly the U.S. Open. I'm not a fan of expanding the four-team field, and the NCAA still leaves deserving teams out of its 68-team basketball tournament. But with the arguing over certain leagues missing the football playoff and the SEC getting two bids, plus with so much money at stake, there's no way a small school will ever be invited. To wit, while UCF was being ranked number 12 at the end of the regular season, Ohio State was still receiving heavy playoff consideration over and over. Obviously, everyone knows the difference between Ohio State and Central Florida. The Buckeyes obviously live in a different universe than UCF, but on the field last season, the Buckeyes had two losses, one at home, and neither was even close. OSU lost to middling Iowa by 31 points. 31 points! And to this day, the final AP poll has the Buckeyes ranked number 5, one slot ahead of Central Florida. Could the Knights have won a playoff? Likely not. But UCF had the case. What's in the case? And this playoff could not disprove that case. That's our Roland Nichols for a dad. Stupid. Thanks for listening.